Well, the astronauts will get their last view from a space shuttle window next week, and then they head back to Earth. NASA is pulling out of the business of launching humans into space for the foreseeable future. But soon, there could be more American space travelers than ever. Several companies are developing spacecraft that will take anyone who wants to, provided they can pay for the ride. And as NPR's Joe Palca reports, some of the challenges that lie ahead are as much about the law as they are about technology.
It used to be that if you wanted to go into space, you had to convince NASA to make you an astronaut or shell out millions of dollars and convince the Russian space program to take you on a Soyuz spacecraft. That's changing.
Now, the next step is routine, safe, low-cost, and reliable spaceflight for everyone.
This promotional video has it just about right.
I'm convinced in the next few years we're going to see multiple companies flying several times a week.
That's George Neild. He's head of the Office of Commercial Space Transportation at the Federal Aviation Administration.
And that'll mean hundreds of launches every year with thousands of people getting a chance to experience spaceflight firsthand.
Several companies are offering trips that will give people a few minutes of weightlessness at the edge of space. Space Adventures, Virgin Galactic, X-Corps are all taking deposits. Other companies are planning to make spacecraft that can take NASA astronauts to the International Space Station. But it won't be NASA's job to regulate the commercial space industry. It'll be the FAA's job to license those flights, just as it licenses commercial aircraft flights today. And there'll be some significant differences in how the agency does that. Joanne Irene Gabrinowitz teaches space law at the University of Mississippi. For example, she says, people on commercial space flights will not be called passengers.
If you are a passenger, it is understood that your job is to sit in the seat and read your book or whatever.
Reading a bad novel or sitting through an extended weather delay is about the worst airline passengers have to worry about. Space is a whole nother story. No one thinks space travel will be as safe as air travel for quite a while. And participants on these first flights may do more than sit in their seats.
There's some thought there that perhaps the participant may need to help the crew in some way. Or they may want to.
It's hardly the Wild West, but human space travel has a bit of Wild West flavor.
In some ways, I think the situation we're in is analogous to the barnstorming era.
Michael Mendelson works in space law in Washington, D.C. In the early days of aviation, pilots would perform aerobatic tricks and then offer adventurous spectators rides on their newfangled flying machines.
It's not going to be quite the same because technology has advanced quite a bit, but there has to be a certain degree of willing assumption of risk by the participant.
Mendelson says there are still a lot of unanswered legal questions facing companies offering rides into space. Yes, people have to assume risk, but where do you draw the line between inherent risk and inadequate safety precautions? Safety isn't the only issue. There are other topics that will need to be tackled. These can be as serious as resolving conflicting space laws in different countries, or as whimsical as what to do about people who want their money back because the person sitting next to them spent the entire flight throwing up. Can people sue because they didn't have as much fun as they expected? Mendelson believes it will probably take a catastrophic accident to force answers to those kinds of questions.
When something happens, and unfortunately, tragically, something will happen, that's when the system is going to shake out, the market will shake out.
It's also bound to make FAA review its licensing requirements. Aerospace consultant Herb Bochner says companies worry about strict regulations that could strangle their new industry.
You don't want to have regulations that force you into a particular way of thinking or a particular engineering design when you are in this business of testing and evaluation. They are rightfully so extremely concerned about this.
For now, FAA's regulations are not that restrictive. The agency's George Neild says it will be up to the buying public to decide whether to risk a trip into space.
The launch operators are going to have to thoroughly brief all of their prospective customers on all the hazards, all the risks, all the things that could go wrong, that they could be injured or even killed during these flights. And if, after hearing that, they still would like to go, they'll need to sign some paperwork and go have a good flight.
Launch operators are confident that real space enthusiasts will do just that. Joe Palca, NPR News.
This is NPR.